One summer, my wife and I had the privilege of attending an opera in the magnificent opera house in Vienna, Austria. We arrived early to take a brief look around, and then the usher showed us to our seats way up in the third balcony, practically to the roof. The opera began, and to be honest with you, I didn't enjoy it all that much. It was sung in German, which I didn't understand, and the plot was hard to follow. I heard some movement behind me, and I glanced over my shoulder to see what was going on. It was the spotlight operator. His job was to follow the lead character of the opera with this huge 1,000-watt light. He never let the spotlight stray from the central figure who moved back and forth on the stage or among the rest of the characters in the story. As I watched the man with the spotlight, the Lord reminded me of an important spiritual truth. The central figure on the stage of the world is Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches that in all things he is to have preeminence. And in that short reminder the Lord had for me that night, the man holding the spotlight represented the Holy Spirit, and the spotlight itself represented the Word of God. It's the mission of the Holy Spirit to keep the spotlight of the Word of God on the Lord Jesus Christ, to exalt and magnify him. It would have done a disservice to the man with the spotlight to have asked him to go down on the stage and share the spotlight with the central figure of the opera. And so it is with the Holy Spirit. His mission is to remain in the shadows and do all within his power to point men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "When he, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth, and he will glorify me. He will not speak of himself, he will glorify me." All of these things is not to say that the Holy Spirit is of any less importance than the other two members of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit is co-equal with the Father and the Son. And the Spirit has a role to carry out to point us to Christ. Friend, if you yield yourself to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you'll find yourself falling more and more in love with Jesus and wanting above everything else to live for him alone. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.